The cryptocurrency market is feeling incredibly charged right now. Bitcoin is stabilizing near that critical support level of $72,000, but the volatility is definitely high.
That's right. Analysts are warning that short sellers face an imminent risk of a massive liquidation event involving approximately $2.5 billion in exposure.
That really raises questions about how vulnerable these bearish positions are in the current market structure.
To truly understand the risk, we need to examine the mechanics of short selling.
Yeah. Traders who anticipate a price drop borrow the asset, sell it, and intend to repurchase it later at a lower price to repay the loan.
But there is the danger. If the price rises instead, these traders incur losses.
And if the price ascends too rapidly, exchanges automatically liquidate their positions to cover those losses.
That's where the $72,000 level comes in as a crucial support zone.
If Bitcoin breaks above this threshold, it could trigger a cascade of sell orders from short sellers who are forced to buy back Bitcoin to cover their positions.
That buying pressure can drive the price even higher, a phenomenon known as a short squeeze.
With $2.5 billion in short interest currently positioned, the potential energy release if this threshold is breached is enormous.
But we also have to consider the demand from spot Bitcoin ETFs. That plays a pivotal role in driving market dynamics.
I think these funds allow traditional investors to gain exposure to Bitcoin without holding the actual asset, introducing significant institutional capital into the ecosystem.
If ETF demand returns to previous levels, it creates a massive counterforce to bearish sentiment.
Institutional buying acts as a floor, absorbing selling pressure and pushing prices upward.
For short sellers, this means they are not merely competing against retail traders, but facing a steady stream of institutional capital.
It feels like the combination of rising ETF inflows and the technical weakness of short positions creates a perfect storm for a market reversal.
Market sentiment is also heavily influenced by external news, particularly geopolitical stability.
Yes. Recently, discussions regarding a potential ceasefire in conflict zones have begun to filter into market analysis.
Historically, uncertainty in global politics often leads to risk-off behavior, where investors move money out of volatile assets like cryptocurrency.
However, if a ceasefire is announced or geopolitical tension de-escalates, risk appetite typically increases.
This shift in sentiment can accelerate price movement.
When fear subsides and hope returns, capital flows back into higher risk assets.
For short sellers who were positioned based on the expectation of continued volatility or price drops due to negative news, a sudden shift to a more positive outlook can be devastating.
For the bears in the market, the current setup definitely presents a high-risk environment.
They are essentially betting that Bitcoin will struggle to find buyers at current levels.
However, the market structure suggests otherwise.
The sheer volume of short interest means that any upward pressure is amplified.
If Bitcoin sustains above $72,000, the forced liquidations could push the price towards $75,000 or higher in a matter of hours.
This creates a feedback loop. Higher prices lead to more liquidations, which lead to even higher prices.
For traders holding short positions, this can result in rapid margin calls and the loss of significant capital.
It is not uncommon for large short positions to be wiped out almost overnight during these types of events.
The potential for a massive squeeze at the $72,000 level serves as a clear warning sign for anyone betting against Bitcoin.
With $2.5 billion on the line, the market is poised for significant volatility.
Investors need to monitor ETF inflows, breaking price levels, and geopolitical news closely.
While bears may currently have a strong case for a correction, the structural support provided by ETF demand and the technical risk of short liquidations suggests a bullish bias.
As the market moves forward, the focus remains on whether Bitcoin can hold its ground above this critical threshold.
If it does, the bears may find themselves in a precarious position, facing a reality where the price continues to climb, leaving them with no choice but to exit their positions at a loss.
In the end, the market often rewards patience and discipline over fear.
With the potential for a $2.5 billion liquidation event waiting in the wings, caution is advised as price action unfolds.